It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Do you have a wet basement? You've got a problem.
Not only are you inviting toxic mold, a flooded foundation can raise serious structural issues.
But here's the good news. Jackhammers and backhoes and other drastic measures are probably not in your future if you read our tips for sealing your basement. Hit MoneyBit.com, click on Ideas and Tips, then click Repair and Improve.
And for answers to any home improvement or home repair question, give us a call right now. 888-MONEYPIT.
If your roof starts to leak or your floors really squeak, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
If your basement needs a pump or your place looks like a dump, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
Pick up the telephone, fix up your home sweet home. I call it 888 Money Pit.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Call us now at 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974 with your home improvement question, your do-it-yourself dilemma. We're here to help you get the job done. It's 888-666-3974. Hey, is your home at risk for an electrical fire? You know, millions are. And during a certain era of home construction in this country, there was a very specific material used for wiring that is now actually considered extremely dangerous. We're going to tell you what it is and how to find out if you have it in your home in just a few minutes.
And also ahead this hour, if you love the look of natural stone countertops, but you just can't afford that hefty price tag that goes along with it, we have got a viable option for you. You can actually use real stone and still save a bundle of dough. We've got a tip. We'll tell you what it is in a bit.
And we are all about saving you money, and that's why we've got some ideas to help you redo your bathroom on a budget. Now, we all know that bathroom makeovers, and probably kitchen makeovers too, give you the best return on investment, but that doesn't mean you always have to spend a pile of cash. We're going to tell you how to do it on a shoestring in just a little while.
And don't forget our fantastic Money Pit Prize giveaway. This hour, we are giving away an electronic smart door from our friends at PetSafe. It's worth as much as $229, and the reason I say that is because it depends on the size of Fifi or Fido that you've got at home. And the coolest thing is the way this door works. It's going to open only for your dog or cat when they walk near it when they're wearing the special collar. So you don't have to worry about those strange neighbor animals jumping in to say hi.
Unless you put the collar on your children, and then it would open for them,
oh,
too.
Oh, Tom, you had to go there.
888-666-3974. Leslie, who's first?
Samantha in New York is dealing with some chilly, uninsulated windows. Tell us about the problem.
I live in a home that's about 100 years old, and it has the original windows in it. And all my air, hot or cold, seems to leak out. And in the wintertime, it gets really cold. So I'd just like to know what I could use to better insulate my windows.
So my guess is they are single-pane glass.
Yes.
Do you want to replace them with replacement windows?
No, I'd like to keep the original windows because, like I said, the house is over 100 years old.
Okay. Well, a couple of things. In the chillier seasons, one of the things that you could do is actually caulk your windows shut. And the way you would do that is with a product called Temporary Caulk. There's a number of manufacturers that make it. One of the products is called Seal and Peel.
Mm-hmm, by DAP.
Is that the DAP product? Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I think Red Devil has one too. And basically the way Temporary Caulk works is it allows you to sort of caulk the window shut the same way you might be putting normal caulk on it. But the key is that you can peel the stuff off in the springtime when it gets really warm and then use the window normally.
Yeah, but you're probably also losing a lot of that heat and energy through the glass itself because there's no insulating factor to that single pane. You know, do you have storm windows?
No, they're just the original. They're really tall, and they're like four panes tall.
Yeah, that's another issue. I mean, if you don't have storm windows, it's always going to be super cold. And the only other thing you can do beyond that is try to weather strip it and also put on some heavy drapes. But single-pane glass is single-pane glass, and there's nothing you're going to do that's going to make that any warmer short of a major window project.
Can you retrofit an existing window to have a track on the exterior for a storm window?
Yes, the storm window can mount to the exterior surface of that window and provide that level of draft proofness.
All righty.
All right. If all else fails, wear a sweater.
Yeah, I've tried.
Samantha, thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Thank you.
Pat in Oklahoma has a question about bathroom flooring. What can we help you with?
Yes, I have inherited a tile job on my daughter's bathroom. And
okay.
You inherited it, huh?
Yeah.
He could have inherited some money, but no, he inherited a tile job.
Yeah, you win some, you lose some.
All right. How can we help, Pat?
Well, this floor and it's both a floor and a shower.
Okay.
Grouted about 1 to 2 months ago.
Okay.
And some of the grout wasn't cleaned off of the tiles very good. Now, the grout lines look good, but it's a 6-inch porcelain tile, and it's kind of rough and has some indentations in it, and it has some grout in those indentations, and just trying to figure out an easy way to clean off the excess grout without ruining the grout lines.
I have never had a lot of success taking dried grout off. Have you, Leslie?
No, I mean, especially at this stage, you know, at one point, if it were just the clouding or the hazing, that's fixable. But at this point, it's pretty on there.
It's got a porcelain finish to it.
It's actually porcelain tile. So.
Well, you might be able to buff some of it out if you used a buffing wheel and some very, very fine abrasive.
Okay.
That's the only idea I have. I'm thinking of the type of abrasive that you use on a car finish. Rubbing compound.
Okay.
It might be gritty enough.
It might just be gritty enough. I don't want to use too much, and you know, I would try it very, very slowly. If it's nice in the joints of the tile itself, then you can leave that alone. If it's too much in the joints, there's a grout saw that's available to take excess grout out of the joints in the tile.
Really? Okay.
And so if the joints are a little bit sloppy, you could use a grout saw to try to pull some of that out. But if it's the tile surface itself, you might want to try to buff that out, perhaps with some rubbing compound and a buffing wheel.
Okay. I hadn't thought about rubbing compound.
Well, give it a try. It might work.
It's worth a shot.
If it doesn't work, don't call us back.
Okay. I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show. Give us a call right now or any darn time you feel like it, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, with your home repair or home improvement question at 1-888-MONEY-PIT.
888-666-3974. Up next, if your home was built between 1965 and 1972, you might be at risk for an electrical fire. Find out why after this.
On the Money Pit Radio Show.
Table saw. 18-volt drill driver. 8-piece combo kit.
You don't have to just wish you had the power tools you really want. With Ryobi, you can actually afford them. Ryobi Power Tools. Professional features, affordable prices. And they sound really good, too. Ryobi. Exclusively at the Home Depot.
So, over the holidays, I got my hands on a bottle of this product called Citrus Magic.
Okay.
And I got to tell you, the stuff rocks. One spray over the pet's bed, totally odor gone. One spray eliminated the day-old turkey smell. I mean, the turkey smelled great the night we cooked it. The next day, not so much.
Of course.
And so I called the folks back at Citrus Magic and said, look, I will talk about this on my show if you offer the same deal to my listeners that you offer to me free. And they said, okay, so here's the deal. Pick up the phone right now and call Citrus Magic. They'll send you a bottle of the Citrus Magic Odor Eliminator to try for free. The number is 888-MAGIC-60. That's 888-MAGIC-60. Put it to the test.
I'm writing it down. I want some free stuff, too.
Try it on your pet areas. Try it in the bathroom. Try it in the kitchen. Try it anywhere an odor is built up in your house, and it will eliminate it with one spray. 888-MAGIC-60. Call them now before they run out. It's a free offer just for our listeners this weekend only. 888-MAGIC-60. Get your free sample of Citrus Magic.
Is dryness a problem in your home? Especially in winter months, dry air can make skin itchy. Make your throat and nose dry.
I can't talk!
And don't forget about static shock. It also causes walls, hardwood floors, and home furnishings to become dry and cracked. Put an end to dry air problems with an April Air automatic humidifier, the best cure for indoor air dryness. Never too dry, never too moist. just the optimum amount of humidity based on outdoor temperatures. Protect your health, your comfort, and your furnishings by putting an end to dry air with whole home humidification from April Air. Now doesn't that feel better? April Air. Fresh ideas for indoor air.
Before hitting the airwaves, I spent 20 years as a home inspector making sure home buyers were not moving into real-life money pits. And after doing 6,000 inspections, I knew exactly which brand of water heater I could trust, and that brand is Rheem. Rheem tank and tankless water heaters are dependable and energy efficient. Rheem tankless units never run out of hot water and cost 25% less to run. Rheem's tank units include state-of-the-art features like EverClean, which prevents sediment buildup and reduces energy costs. If you want dependable, energy-efficient hot water, you want Rheem. Learn more at smarterhotwater.com. That's smarterhotwater.com. I trust Rheem for my hot water, and so can you.
Give your home an attraction that reaches all the way to the curb. Add a Classic Craft fiberglass entryway from Therma-Tru. Classic Craft, a stunning AccuGrain technology, captures all the beauty and luxury of premium hardwood, but won't split, crack, or rot. Add a sparkling custom touch with decorative glass door tiles, side lights, and transom, too. When you do, studies show your home's perceived value rises as much as 6%. Let the curb appeal of a Classic Craft entryway enhance your home's look and value. Visit Therma-Tru.com. The Money Pit is brought to you by Therma-Tru, the nation's leading manufacturer of fiberglass entry and patio door systems. Choose the brand more building professionals prefer and add up to $24,000 to the perceived value of your home. For more information, visit Therma-Tru.com.
Making good homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Hey, do you have a home repair or a home improvement question? We can help you right now. The number is 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974. If you're a do-it-yourselfer or a direct-it-yourselfer, we can still help you get the job done and give you a chance to win a great prize, because this hour we've got the PetSafe electronic smart door. It's a pretty cool idea, because what happens is your pet wears a collar, a special collar, and whenever the pet comes up to the door, the special pet door opens up and out Fido or Fifi can wander. And then when they want to come back in, the door opens and closes just for them. Sort of like an automatic door just for your pet, and it's going to save you energy too, because a lot of those old pet doors,
they're flappy.
It's like, yeah, they're flappy, and they have a big hole where the wind just kind of whistles through all winter long. So it's a good prize if you've got a pet and could use a pet door. Now is a great time to call 1-888-MONEYPIT.
I wonder if your pet's going to sort of think that they're magical. Every time they walk by the door and it kind of opens up, they'll be like, how did I do that?
The best part would be when they tried the front door and it doesn't happen and they just walk into it.
Oh, that's terrible. All right, folks, well, all laughter aside, we've got a serious question of the day. Does your home contain wiring that could be a potential fire hazard? Well, that really depends on when your house was built. Many homes that were built from 1965 to 1972 have aluminum branch circuit wiring, which could potentially overheat and cause some serious fires. But the repair may not require replacing all of your wiring. If you want some options and find out exactly what you need to do, you should visit the Consumer Product Safety Commission. Their website is cpsc.gov, and look for their free booklet on aluminum wiring. You'll get all your info there. It's better to be prepared, folks, and take some safety steps in advance so you don't end up with a real disaster.
Soup to nuts, floorboards to shingles. Give us a call right now with your home improvement question. The number is 1-888-MONEYPIT. Leslie, who's next?
Taking a call now from Julius in New York, who's dealing with a long distance for hot water to travel. Tell us about your problem.
Okay, I have a long, narrow house, and the gas hot water heater is at one end of the house, and my master bathroom is about 60 feet away at the other end.
Wow. So you wait a long time for hot water in the morning, is that right?
Right. And what I'm thinking of doing is putting in a on-demand heater to replace the gas hot water heater,
right.
And that would supply the laundry and the kitchen and one bath we have at that end of the house. What I'm wondering is, do I install a second one for this end of the house, or do I just wait until the hot water comes down that whole length of pipe?
Well, replacing your conventional water heater with a tankless water heater that stays in the same location is not going to affect the amount of time it takes for the water to get from the water heater to your bathroom faucet, which is 60 feet away. That's
right.
A function of the distance. However, if you were to install a second tankless water heater near the bathroom, then that would eliminate that problem. The reason being, you would have essentially two separate zones of domestic hot water, neither of which would have to travel very far to get to the bathrooms and other fixtures that serve it.
And the tankless water heaters are much smaller, so you can really put it in a space that you wouldn't think would normally accommodate a traditional tanked water heater.
Okay, does it make sense to install two of them?
Yes, and that's if you want to stop waiting for the hot water, then you have to install two of them. If you don't mind waiting for the hot water, you could still install just one in the same position that the conventional water heater was installed in, but just understand that although it will be a more efficient water heater, you're still going to have to wait that
amount of time. It still has to travel that distance.
Yeah, and you're still going to waste that amount of cold water on the way there.
Right, and eventually all that hot water in the pipes just dissipates into the air.
That's
after
right.
I'm done showering.
That's correct.
Well, thank you. That gives me a good idea on how to approach it.
Betty in Pennsylvania needs some help staying warm this winter. Tell us about the problem.
Yes, our cellar is very damp. We spent a fortune with scrubbing it down, putting things down there. Now, our duct tapes are all, of course, on the outside wall, and they sweat, and some of the insulation has even got wet from that.
Okay, you mean your ducts, not your duct tapes.
No, our duct.
Okay.
Our ducts.
You said your duct tapes are on the outside wall.
Oh, duct, sorry.
All right, so your ducts are on the outside wall. They're sweating. They're condensing because they're cold and uninsulated. Okay?
Yes. Now, is there a wrapping or something that you can have put on those?
Sure. Yeah, there's an exterior duct insulation that can go around that, and that would be an appropriate thing to do. Now, is this happening in the summer more than the winter? Because that would be typical.
Seems to me it happens most of the time.
Yeah, I bet you it happens worse in the summer when you have warm, moist air and cold ducts. So I would definitely insulate those ducts.
Yeah, who would do that? My heater man?
Heating contractor, yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Yeah, just call your heating contractor up, Betty, and tell him you need to get all your ducts in a row.
Yeah, because we had an awful lot of mold down there. We've had a terrible time with that.
All right, Betty, thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT. She didn't get that at all, did she?
No. Talking to Charles in Ohio about flooring. What's going on at your money pit?
We have the parquet flooring, and I was wondering if you knew where I could get pieces to replace the old parquet flooring at.
Hmm. If you can find some new parquet that looks similar to the old, that's probably the only way you're going to be able to find some replacement pieces by breaking those up. If not, I think the easiest way to do it, if I was a contractor working on your house, I'd probably cut the pieces myself. I'd probably buy the hardwood of the same type, and I'd probably replace them. Are you having just some pieces here and there that are coming out, or is it entire tiles?
Well, it's just in one corner where the refrigerator had the ice maker
right.
sprung a leak.
Okay.
And it got on the floor behind the refrigerator.
Okay.
And they're little six-inch squares is what they was when we put them in.
Okay. And have your guests been looking behind the refrigerator lately, Charles?
No. I just know it's there.
All right. So it's bugging you. Well, I wouldn't worry too terribly much about it being in that very unseen area. But if you really wanted to fix it, what I probably would do is if I couldn't find the exact pattern that you have right now, is I would probably have a flooring contractor cut me some new pieces that looked very similar in shape to the old one.
Okay.
Sometimes it's easier to do that. For example, I had an old floor to repair in my house not too long ago that was made of Douglas fir, and it was tongue and groove, but it was 2 1/4 inches wide, and that's an unusual width for a Douglas fir floor. Normally it's about 3 inches wide. So I bought 3-inch boards and cut them down to the 2 1/4 to make it work. So sometimes with these old floors, you got to get creative and sort of mill your own pieces to make it fit what the old house had.
Okay. Well, I appreciate the help there, because like I said, I've even thought about putting cutting out a little bit bigger than what it was and putting laminate in there.
Well, I mean, you certainly could do that, but if you want to preserve the old parquet floor, you're going to have to kind of rebuild it in place. Charles, thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Now we're going to take a call about our number one topic of question asked here at the Money Pit, flooring, with John in Delaware. Tell us about your problem.
Yes, I had a new vinyl floor put in.
All right.
And they failed to roll it with a roller.
Mm-hmm.
Now the vinyl doesn't seem to be sticking to the Luan flooring that they put down under it.
Was there an adhesive put underneath the vinyl sheet floor, or was it just laid on top? Because some of them are floating.
No, it was the vinyl or the glue was put down,
mm-hmm.
and then the flooring was put down.
So you've got some delamination now. You know, how bad is it? Is it real visible?
No, it isn't visible at all. It just cracks in certain spots when you walk on it.
Mean like when you say cracks, it like a floor creak or the physical material's cracking?
It sounds like it's not sticking to the glue.
Does it have like a popping sound?
Yeah.
Okay, that's what's happening there is it's probably not that the floor is not stuck to the Luan. It's that the Luan is not stuck to the subfloor underneath. When sometimes you get some space in between the Luan and the subfloor, that's a fairly common type of a floor noise, and you get this very crisp popping sound instead of a creak or a squeak. You get sort of a clicking sound.
Right.
And it's not it's basically going to annoy you, but it's not disruptive or destructive in any way.
I know it's just annoying.
Well, listen, I can tell you how to fix it. But it's a high-risk repair, and here's why. I have fixed these before, and the way I've done it is with a hole saw, where I've gone underneath, and I found the area where I thought the gap was, and I very carefully used a hole saw to cut out the subfloor, but not the Luan. Now, I say it's a high-risk repair because if you've ever used a hole saw, you know there's a drill bit that comes up through the middle of it.
Right.
And if that drill bit is a little bit too long, it's going to poke right up through your vinyl floor, and now you're going to be calling us about how do I fix a hole in a vinyl floor.
Thank you very much. Exactly.
But if you can get just that little plug of subfloor out of there, you can take liquid nails or another construction adhesive and squeeze it in there, and then weight the floor from the top, you know, with a heavy chair or even by, say, inserting a 2x4 from the floor to the ceiling as a temporary hold down. That will tighten that up and that will silence that. But, you know, listen, I wouldn't do it myself unless it really, really bothered me because, like I say, it's easy to screw this one up, John.
Well, to tell you, when you have radical changes in temperature, sometimes it doesn't, and sometimes it doesn't.
It's not going to hurt the floor. It's just going to be bugging you. So I'd learn to live with it. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
More great home improvement advice coming up, including this awesome tip for those of you who love the look of natural stone countertops but hate the hefty price tag that goes along with it. We're going to tell you how to not spend a fortune for those real stone countertops, so stick around.
You live in a money pit.
This portion of the Money Pit is brought to you by April Air, makers of professionally installed high-efficiency air cleaners. For more information, go to aprilair.com. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Hey, you need a little Tom and Leslie to go? A little home improvement advice on the road? You can get just that at moneypit.com when you download our free podcast, which we're pleased, proud, and privileged to tell you is the number one most downloaded podcast on all of iTunes. That's kind of cool.
Nice.
So find out what everybody else already apparently knows and download it at moneypit.com.
All right. I love the fact that we are so high tech and on this iPod generation. It totally rocks it out. Good work, Tom. All right, folks. You love the look of natural stone countertops. Everybody wishes they could have this in their budget. Well, if it seems like it's something that's a little bit out of your wallet's league, we have got a great tip for you. And if you've got your house on the market, I bet you that you've heard from one or more of those listing agents that you're talking to that upgrading your countertops from the laminate you've already got to a natural stone like granite is really going to make a great great kitchen for those potential buyers who want that chef-style kitchen in the home. But if it's not in your budget, no worries. If you're looking for a more affordable option for those stone countertops, go ahead and use smaller sections of the stone that you love, which are usually sold as large squares. Now, these squares can be placed side by side with the joints filled with grout, or you can even butt them up super tight together so you don't have to use any grout at all. They're easier to install. They're less expensive. It's something you can do on your own, and it's going to provide an equally attractive look of a stone countertop at a fraction of the price, and you are going to be the only one who knows this secret.
Great tip. We love to save money and show that style all at the same time. Call us right now with your home improvement question, maybe your home decorating question, at 1-888-MONEYPIT. Let's get back to the phones. Who's next?
Now we're going to talk to Neoma in Montana, who's got a question about putting in a pocket door. How can we help you with this project?
We have made the decision to change bedroom doors to pocket doors.
Okay.
One of the bearing walls that we would have down the center of our home has been suspended in between the hallway and our wall that we're going to be putting the pocket door in. Is there a suggestion of what size header we should do on that thing? Should we go, we're going across, we're eliminating a hall closet between the two bedroom doors, and should we put a header all the way across? Would that be a better strength for that
bearing? Is this a bearing wall?
The bearing wall is actually would be running north-south. Our pocket doors are going to be going east-west.
Okay, so the wall that you're putting that you're asking about the header is not a bearing wall. Is that correct?
Yes, it is.
It is a bearing wall. Okay. This is a question then for your building department, because there's a calculation involved. I don't know how much weight is above that, but I will tell you that installing a pocket door in a bearing wall is a quite an involved project, because a pocket door requires twice the width of the door of an opening in order to make it work, because what happens, of course, is the door slides into the wall. So if you had a pocket door that was a 3-foot wide pocket door, you would need a 6-foot wide opening, with the 3 feet of that being sort of hidden inside the wall. But the header would go across the whole 6-foot space. So this is quite a big job and quite a costly job to have it done correctly. Is there a real compelling reason you want to put all these pocket doors in? Because you're going to end up doing an awful lot of framing.
We've done this with other projects. The reason probably is saving the space on a swing door, and as we're getting older, it is a lot better idea to have something that is a wider entrance into these rooms.
Yeah, it absolutely is. Let me give you a suggestion. The AARP has a program with the National Association of Home Builders called CAPS. That stands for Certified Aging in Place Specialists. And these folks are specifically trained to provide the advice that you might need and the specialized in construction skills that you might need to make your house more accessible. Information on that program is available at both the NAHB website as well as the AARP website. And these are great people that really do know a lot about this particular topic and can probably find the least disruptive and the easiest and least expensive way to give you that access that you're looking for, Neoma.
Okay. Well, we presumed that we were going to have to, of course, go. It's two 6 doors. And so we knew we'd be going in 6 feet on both sides.
Right, exactly. Yep, it's a big job.
Yeah, it is. It's been as fun if we can do it right.
Absolutely. Neoma, thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
You're so welcome. Thanks for the answer.
Taking a call from Illinois with Ed, who's got a heating question. What's going on? Tell us about it.
Yeah, I just basically remodeled my house.
Okay.
And I put all brand new insulation, I mean every square inch I could find to insulate, and the lower 4 foot of my downstairs at times gets actually cold. You can stand up and it's 70 degrees where I set the thermostat, but down below I set the thermometer down there.
So what's happening here is when you sit down, you're chilly. When you stand up, it's warm. So you're not getting good circulation of the warm air. And it sounds like you have ducts that are supplying it in the floor, but what you probably are not don't have enough of, or perhaps it's not designed correctly, are return ducts. Because just because you're supplying the warm air at the floor level doesn't mean it's circulating correctly. And I suspect that there's some defect here in the return duct, that you're not taking the heat back through the ducts and then reheating it. So I would have a heating contractor come out and take a look at the return duct situation and make sure we're getting a good mix of hot and cold air. It's normal for it to be warmer towards the ceiling. But if you're not getting a good return, then you're always going to have those imperfections in the balance and imbalance in the hot and the cold, even over a couple of feet like that.
You know, Ed, another option might be a ceiling fan. If you've got a traditional ceiling fan in the room, you can go ahead and flip that switch that's on the motor itself, and that's going to reverse the way that the blades are rotating, and that's going to help push that warm air that's rising down, which will help give you a little bit more heat in that space. Or you can think about installing something called a Riker room conditioner, which is a ceiling fan that heats and cools. It's got a heating element built up into the motor unit itself. So you turn it on, it's got a thermostat via remote, and you can control any sort of heat that you want for the space. Plus, it keeps the, you know, cords off the floor. It's safe for kids and pets. It might just help you sort of balance out that temperature in the room, especially on those damp days.
Ed, thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show. When we come back, we're going to tell you how updating your bath could be a great investment that doesn't have to cost a fortune. We're going to flesh out all those design possibilities for an inexpensive shower after this. Money Pit.
Somewhere, a guy is tossing his golf clubs into the water. But you'd rather build, say, a burled maple coffee table. Ryobi Woodworking Tools let you do it. Ryobi gives you the power and precision you need to succeed at prices that help you get going. Of course, there's still some equipment involved, but it's power tools, and you don't have to wear those funny clothes to use them. Ryobi Power Tools. Professional features, affordable prices. Ryobi. Exclusively at the Home Depot.
That's just beautiful.
The best things in life really can be free. We have a new membership program here at the Money Pit, and we are so sure that you'll save money as a member, we're going to let you try it for free for a month.
That's right. You can try out our membership program for 30 days totally free. We've partnered with the American Homeowners Association to create a program that will save you big money on everything you buy for your home, even your groceries. So grab a pen, because you will want to write this number down.
You'll not only save money, you'll make more confident decisions about a remodeling, repair, or maintenance contractor, and a lot more. And when you hire a contractor through our referral service, you're going to get a $1,000 guarantee that the job gets done right.
That's right. With our new Money Pit American Homeowners Association membership, you can also save on eyeglasses, contacts, and vision care, and even save hundreds a month on groceries.
And check this out. If you're among the first 1,000 listeners to sign up, you're also going to get a Zircon Laser Ball 360 laser level, and Zircon's very hot I-60 one-step stud sensor. It's a $50 value.
So call 1-866-732-5466. That number is 1-866-REAL-HOME.
But you'll have to be one of the first 1,000 members, so call right now, 1-866-REAL-HOME.
When it's time to choose a new entryway for your home, choose the brand more building professionals prefer, Therma-Tru Doors. Therma-Tru pioneered the fiberglass door. Today, Therma-Tru doors come in more styles and colors than any other brand. Classic Craft represents Therma-Tru's premium collection. Fiber Classic is Therma-Tru's original wood grain fiberglass door. Or choose Smooth Star fiberglass for the look of smooth painted wood. But no matter which Therma-Tru entryway you select, you've chosen the most preferred name in the business. Visit Therma-Tru.com.
Before hitting the airwaves, I spent 20 years as a home inspector making sure home buyers were not moving into real-life money pits. And after doing 6,000 inspections, I knew exactly which brand of water heater I could trust, and that brand is Rheem. Rheem tank and tankless water heaters are dependable and energy efficient. Rheem tankless units never run out of hot water and cost 25% less to run. Rheem's tank units include state-of-the-art features like EverClean, which prevents sediment buildup and reduces energy costs. If you want dependable, energy-efficient hot water, you want Rheem. Learn more at smarterhotwater.com. That's smarterhotwater.com. I trust Rheem for my hot water, and so can you.
This portion of the Money Pit is brought to you by Ryobi, manufacturer of professional feature power tools and accessories, with an affordable price for the do-it-yourselfer. Ryobi Power Tools, pro features, affordable price. Available exclusively at the Home Depot. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show, where we make good homes better. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti, and it's cold up here in the Northeast. But is it really cold where you live? Is that idea of taking your dog for a walk in the middle of the night making you shake in your boots right now? It is like my least favorite chore when I'm all like sleepy and cozy around 11 and Daisy's looking at me like, come on, we'll go outside. Meanwhile, she doesn't really want to go outside. She wants to turn around and come right back in. Well, if you're feeling the chill and your pet still wants to go outside, you are going to love our prize today, because one caller that we talk to is going to win an electronic smart door from PetSafe. And it works just like an automatic garage door, because you've got this cool pet door and all your pet, your dog or cat, has to do is wear a special collar. And when they walk right by that door, it's going to open up like Shazam. Your pet will be outside. You will be inside and you will never have to do that chore again.
Do you have to say Shazam, or does it do it automatically?
No, I think your dog or cat has to think Shazam, or perhaps open sesame.
That'll work.
Whatever works. You got to be in it to win it, folks. You got to ask your home improvement question on the air. It's worth up to $229, but it could be yours for free.
Call us right now at 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974. Now it's time to talk about upgrading your bathroom. You don't have to spend a pile of dough. You know, a new sink and a vanity, maybe some flooring, and a new shower and bath surround can go a long way. And when it comes to showers, fiberglass and ceramic tile are the normal choices to traditional choices, but there's some new solid surfacing materials out there that are like Corian that are available as tub and shower enclosures, which are just a little bit more expensive than the plastic shower enclosures that are out there and look fabulous. Corian is a very durable product. These solid surfacing products are easy to maintain. They go up pretty easily. You can usually cut them with traditional woodworking tools. And if you install them, then you don't have to worry about ripping out, say, old ceramic tile, because you can go right on top of it. If you need some more cheap tricks for cool bathroom makeovers, log on to our website at moneypit.com. Let's get back to the phones. Who's next?
Jean in Florida has a question about flooring. What can we help you with today?
I ripped up the carpet and I had the pergo flooring put down. But unfortunately, when he put the pergo flooring down, he didn't put it down to where it was all running in one direction. You know what I mean? Like the kitchen is going in one and then it's 180 degrees opposite in the living room. Then
okay, so the patterns aren't lining up.
That is correct.
The okay.
Can pergo flooring be put down over the top of pergo flooring?
Yeah, you can, and depend. You're talking about laminate floor, and most of the flooring products today, whether it's pergo or Formica or Armstrong, they're all locked together. And so you can put a second layer on top of it. However, you mentioned you're dealing with the kitchen. Be careful around a dishwasher. You don't want to lock that dishwasher in so that you can't get it out when it breaks down. Because believe me, it'll break down probably the week after you put your floor in, and you'll be wondering how the heck you're going to get out of there.
Yeah, but some of the laminate flooring, Tom, are meant to be locked and unlocked more than once. Like, you can get a second lock out of them. It might be that type where you'd be able to reposition it unless they've been cut in ways that you can't switch it around.
How long has this flooring been down?
Oh, just a matter of 7 months.
Oh, well, maybe you can disassemble it. Take a look at this. Do you have any extra pieces around?
Yes.
See if you can figure out if it's a lock-together type, because you may be able to simply disassemble this.
Oh, yeah, they are. They're locked together.
Well, then you may be able to disassemble it. You won't have to put a second layer on it.
I mean, as long as it's not glued together and, you know, nailed down to the floor, if it was installed truly in a floating capacity, some of them are made to lock and unlock twice. Like, you could.
Yeah, and get the guy back that put it down wrong in the first place. You shouldn't have to do this yourself, Gene.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just not right. Did you buy from a flooring company, from a store?
No, I didn't.
Oh, well. No. Well, if you can get them to come back, I think that you can disassemble them and put them back together, as long as Leslie said, they're not been glued together. Gene, thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974. That laminate floor is great stuff, and it's not that hard to install, but I guess, yeah, even with a puzzle piece like that, you can put it together backwards. You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show. Up next, noisy neighbors. No, they're not coming up next, but if they're bugging you, we can help you, especially if you're sharing a wall with them. Learn what you can do to get some peace and quiet after this.
You live in a money pit.
the Money Pit is being brought to you by, well, by us. Save hundreds a month on groceries, not to mention significant savings on home improvement products and services with your new Money Pit American Homeowners Association membership. And get $50 in Zircon tools if you join in the next 30 minutes. Call now, 866-REAL-HOME. That's 866-REAL-HOME. Now here are Tom and Leslie.
Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show, where we make good homes better. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Call us now with your home improvement question. The number is 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974. And if you can't get through to us and you still want some info on, say, walls or carpets or countertops or bathrooms or basements, just visit MoneyPit.com and check out our new Project Finder tool. A click away is everything we've ever written or said about your project. And best of all, it is free at MoneyPit.com. And while you're there, why not click on Listen and then Ask Tom and Leslie?
And some folks who've done that today are David in San Diego, who writes, I live in a condo. I've got one attached wall with someone next door. I'd like to somehow soundproof or close to that this one wall that runs the entire length of my place. I guess he's got some noisy neighbors.
I guess so. Well, listen, David, I have to say that trying to soundproof a wall that's already constructed is a challenge, because if you were going to truly do a soundproof wall, you would have two walls with an airspace in between. That's the way, for example,
sort of deaden the space.
Yeah, we in the radio business, when we want to build a studio, we put a wall inside of a wall with a dead space in between, and that gives you that sound isolation. But when you have one wall, you always have the risk of this transference of sound through the wall. However, that being said, there are a couple of things you can do. First of all, you could add insulation to that wall. Now, if it's an interior wall, it may not be insulated already, and that does help to deaden the sound. Another thing that you could do is add an additional layer of drywall, and you want to attach that drywall with something called green glue, which is sort of a rubbery glue substance that's used in soundproofing, and it helps to create somewhat of a space in between the two panels of drywall that gives you that deadening effect. So those two things will definitely soften it up. And if you open the wall up to insulate, you have any plumbing pipes go through there, especially those waste pipes, so you hear the flush every time somebody hits the second floor.
When you're flushing and having that romantic dinner, it just
doesn't
work. Not
always a nice thing to say. You can wrap that with a rubber insulation, and that will actually help quiet that as well.
All right, we've got another one here from Andrea in St. Louis, who writes, I would like to install some kind of gutter cover. The edge of my shingles extend over the gutter opening about a half an inch. My concern is that when I lift the edge of the shingles to install the gutter cover, will the shingle edge get ruined? Will water seep, creep, run back up under the edge of the shingle and then not go into the gutter at all? The roof is about 5 years old and it's in good condition.
No, the shingles, you should be able to gently lift those up. I would say, Andrea, that probably the best time to do that is not in the winter.
When it's really cold.
Yeah, because
flexible.
The shingles get very, very brittle, and then they're apt to crack. But in the summer, they're very kind of soft and pliable, and that's a very easy thing to do. And you should be able to do that with no damage whatsoever to those shingles.
All right, we've got another one here from Ken in Decatur, Alabama, who writes, my house is built in 1966, and lately I've had an abundance of stopped-up drainage pipes. 2 weeks ago, I had Roto-Rooter out twice in the same week, unstopping different pipes. Seems like about every 6 months I get a drain stopped up. Is it time to think about replumbing the whole drainage system?
What you might want to do is have your sewer or drain cleaning service do a camera inspection of that waste pipe, Ken, because it might be broken or cracked, and that could be forcing roots to grow up in there. And if it turns out that it is cracked, there is a way to reline an old waste pipe that goes through the ground, and it doesn't actually require a whole lot of destruction.
Any digging up a mess.
Yeah, you can. The trained pros that do this start on one end and work towards the other. It's actually sort of a fiberglass saturated sock, it looks like, that goes inside of the pipe, and then they fill it up with water, which sort of pushes it against the inside walls, and it pretty much is a way to create a new pipe inside of an old bad one.
And Ken, you know, I think your friends over at Roto-Rooter do that service for you, so give them a call one more time. I'm sure you've got them on speed dial.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show. Thank you so much for spending this hour with us. Want to remind you that we are available 24/7, 365 at 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974. Our crack team of call screeners never sleeps because we are awful to work for. And they will take your home improvement question. If we are not in the studio, we'll call you back the next time we are. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself,
but you don't have to do it alone. 888-MONEYPIT.